Yeah, man. Hi. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trip Tower. It's Monday. That means my dad will call in and tell a jokey time. We're going to talk about some controversial things that happened on SNL. And we'll do another SNL trivia, aggravating trivia game, where I will quiz Dan and Esmeralda on their knowledge of SNL. And I'll get frustrated. So that's what's coming up. So Alpine Valley, historic Wisconsin music venue Alpine Valley, closed for the 2017 season. And they're taking the whole season off. Alpine Valley Music Theater says it will close for 2017. It's the first time that's happened since it opened in 1977. So in 40 years, they have never taken a season off or closed. The amphitheater's manager, Live Nation, says that acts that usually play Alpine, including Dave Matthews Band and Jimmy Buffett, are playing other venues this season. Technically, it's not Dave Matthews Band. It's Dave and Tim. It's Dave Matthews and Tim Reynolds. The band is taking the summer off. It's just Dave and Tim. Got to get that right. They're playing Northerly Island. So I'm planning on leaving tomorrow to be able to actually get to Northerly Island, which is one of the most annoying and difficult places to get to. Once you're there, it's fine. It's a nice venue. But, man, I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's right next to the planetarium, essentially. It's right by the planetarium. And it's you can't take, like, there's no public transportation. When I went, the last time I went there was to see Dave, was... I couldn't even take a cab up to down that street there. What is it called? Museum Village or something? Because you can't like drive down there. So I don't know. Marketing manager John Reens says Live Nation remains committed to Alpine Valley and will spend the season making upgrades. The amphitheater has hosted a variety of notable performers over the years, including Bruce Springsteen, The Grateful Dead, Pearl Jam, Fish, and Coldplay. In 1990, Stevie Ray Vaughan and four others were killed leaving the venue when their helicopter crashed into a ski hill. Thanks for bringing that up. That was real nice of you. So there you go. Now, that begs the question, what are some of your favorite places to see shows? Alpine Valley was beautiful. Well, it still is. It's just, you know, not going to be open this year. Esmeralda, did you ever go to Alpine Valley? You ever see a show at Alpine Valley?
I saw a show because they bussed us up there when I worked for the Tweeter Center.
Oh, okay.
And I worked at Alpine Valley.
Oh, they bussed you up to Alpine Valley. What was wrong with their staff?
They didn't have enough.
What was the show?
I think it was a Dave show.
Of course.
Wait,
see?
Was it Dave? It was something like that because I remember stupid, like, frat kids.
So it was either Fish or Dave or...
Yeah, it might have been Dave.
Yeah.
I saw Aerosmith.
At Alpine?
Yeah, and I think it was Cheap Trick Aerosmith. I remember working that show.
Wow.
Oh, I think it might have been Jimmy Buffett. Too, that I... Because I remember having to shoo away people from peeing in a certain area.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And with a flashlight, I'm like, hey, get out of there.
I
had to do that.
That could also be a Dave show. That kind of behavior happens.
I want to say it was a Dave show.
Yeah. No, hey, listen, as big a fan as I am of Dave and that band, man, I'm telling you, I have seen the biggest knuckleheads at concerts. The biggest knuckleheads I've ever seen at concerts are all at Dave shows. Total knuckleheads. I mean, I remember going to see him at Soldier Field, summer of 2001. It was on my birthday and the day after my birthday. I spent my birthday weekend with Dave at Soldier Field. I went the Friday show and the Saturday show. At the Saturday show, there were these guys were so hammered, and it was not the opening act hadn't even started yet. The sun wasn't down. Remember correctly, Buddy Guy opened for Dave on that tour, or at least in Chicago. So Buddy Guy wasn't even on stage yet. These guys were walking up the steps at Soldier Field, and we had like the first night we had good seats. The second night we just wanted to be in the stadium. We didn't care, so we were way in the back, nosebleeds. You know, the stage was teeny. We watched most of the show, you know, on the Jumbotron because we were so far away from the stage. But these guys were trying to walk up. They each had two beers, or two dudes. They each had two beers, and they were trying to walk up the stairs. The key word here is trying. We're falling down. And the show didn't even, it wasn't even, it was like 6 o'clock. Like, why are you spending all that money if you're not going to remember any of this? All right. Oh, we got a break here. We got the news coming up. After the news, what are some of your favorite venues to see shows and your favorite concerts? And do you have any Alpine Valley memories you'd like to share with us as well? All right, take a break. Hey. Hi, good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Hey, it's Monday. Monday morning. That means my dad will call in and tell a jokey time. We're going to talk about some of the controversial things that happened on SNL over the years, and that'll lead us into an edition of the SNL frustrating board game, trivia game. And we're talking about the Alpine Valley, by the way. Alpine Valley is closing for this season. It won't operate. First time in 40 years that they haven't had a season at Alpine Valley. So they're going to do upgrades and stuff. So we're talking about memories of Alpine Valley and some of your favorite places to see shows. And also a recap of last night's insane Hawks game. Truly crazy. The third period especially. So you'll hear the Blackhawks express of a very memorable game. By the way, the Hawks have secured their playoff spot. They've clinched 9th year in a row that they've gone to the postseason, and they're the first team in the NHL to clinch a playoff spot. And good on them, man. So, all right, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Bob says, I grew up with Tom Morello of Rage Against the Machine. I actually took him to see his first concert, which was Black Sabbath at Alpine Valley. Wow. Would that make Bob from Libertyville? Isn't he from Libertyville? Isn't Tom Morello from Libertyville or Vernon Hills?
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. It's one of those suburbs.
Because, I mean, it's Vernon Hills and Libertyville are right next to each other. Is that, you heard Libertyville, Esmeralda?
Yeah. Isn't Eddie Vedder, too?
No, Vedder is from Evanston.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Tom Morello. Because I have a friend who's from Libertyville. So it's either him.
Right.
It's either Tom Morello or Eddie Vedder.
Technically raised in Harlem, born in Harlem, raised in Libertyville.
Raised in Libertyville, okay. Yeah.
He doesn't really talk about that, does he?
No.
Born in Harlem, raised in Libertyville.
That's right. That's what I used to be, because I used to mock Rage Against the Machine. I used to call him Rage Against Libertyville, because there's so much to rage against when you live in Libertyville. I dated a girl who was from Libertyville.
They have garbage pickup.
In Libertyville.
Like fancy people, like when they could throw everything out.
Yeah.
That's when everyone comes and picks at the rich people's garbage.
In Libertyville?
Yeah. They do that in a bunch of suburbs, I guess, where it's when you can throw out like furniture and large appliances and stuff. So then people go and get it because they're rich people, and they throw out things that aren't necessarily ready to be thrown out.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I got tables and books and stuff from that.
Oh.
I went garbage picking once.
All right. Steve the limo driver says, I saw ZZ Top with Hank Williams Jr. at Alpine in the early 80s. Hank Williams Jr. and ZZ Top? 262 area code says, Northerly Island is the best venue ever. I don't know if it's the best venue ever, but it's a pretty cool place to see a show. I saw Rob Thomas and Counting Crows there. Why? At Alpine Valley, I saw REO on the lawn with no shoes and faded Levi's. You could get a giant milk carton of sangria.
My only problem with Alpine was that incline.
Oh, yeah, it's steep, man.
It scared me.
Yeah. I mean, you know, when God forbid you had a few cocktails, because that you'd see people spilling down that thing all the time.
Well, that's what I wondered. I'm like, how many people are just suing the Alpine Valley because they're tumbling down?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was steep. And it's a beautiful place. It's not, we're speaking in past tense, but it's not, it's just the season, it's closing down. But it's a beautiful place. It's just that for a concert venue, there are a lot of trees that are kind of in the way. You know, there are like some, and it's natural, you should have trees, but they're kind of placed in places that could give you optional viewing.
Where people go to pee.
That's where they go to pee. Those are pee trees, they call them. Then around the pee tree is a pee tree dish. So there you go. 574 area code says, I go to Riot Fest every year at Douglas Park. The walk from the Pink Line down California is a few blocks. The neighborhood is welcoming, and they sell some great homemade tamales and tacos. As long as it doesn't rain, the distant skyline backdrop is amazing and beautiful. It's not Grant Park, but it's diverse and amazing.
Are they welcoming?
I don't know.
Wasn't there a whole thing where they were trying to kick them out?
I don't know. All I
There's a lawsuit and...
I think a lot had to do with the hospital, who was worried about all the hooligans that would end up at their place.
I see. Yeah. The one controversy I remember is that Morrissey was like, no meat or meat juices to be sold at any time when I play. That was like the big controversy from last year's Riot Fest, was that Morrissey would not allow any meat in the vicinity for the entire time that he played. Couldn't sell it, couldn't cook it.
That's when you, well, I guess they didn't know that ahead of time, but you just get a big old kebab and then just stand right up front.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
Eat it.
Oh, yeah. Tom says, I saw Robbie Foulkes and his band at Lincoln Hall doing Michael Jackson songs, and that place was rocking that night. They say Lincoln Hall, easily one of the best places to see a show in this city. Easily. They did that place so right when they built that place. Designed it beautifully. The acoustics in that room are amazing. It is absolutely one of the best venues to see a show. Have you been to Lincoln Hall, Esmeralda?
I have a couple times.
Yeah, I love that place. Dan, you been there?
No, I've never been over there.
Yeah. It's great, man. Saw a bunch of shows there. Buffalo Tom, last time they were in town, they played there. It was great. So some of the other places, The Guardian has some places that they say are great to see shows at. The Mid, I don't even know what that is.
That is, it's mainly DJs.
It says, given Chicago's history of electronic music, it's no surprise that a venue like The Mid would carry the energy over to a new generation of club goers. It opened in 2010. The near downtown club has quickly connected with a young crowd, with headliners that are both established and emerging.
Yeah, it's over on Halsted. So you know where it's Halsted Grand, Milwaukee?
Yes.
It's on Halsted, but you got to cross over to that bridge.
Oh, okay. I know what
like
you're
Coyne College is over there.
Yeah.
It's in that area.
It's not surprising that I don't know anything about this place.
That's, yeah. It's always really obscure DJs that play there and stuff.
Right.
You never really hear of anybody big.
Right. And, you know, a 51-year-old white man who doesn't listen to that kind of stuff is not really going to hang out at The Mid.
And I went once. Because a friend of mine was like, yeah, I have tickets. Mm-hmm. And so, and I was like, okay. And we all, it was me and a few other people, we go. But then they wanted to charge us to, we had to check our bags.
They charged you to check your bags?
And coats. We had to.
You couldn't just bring them in?
Yeah.
Oh.
They forced us to check bags and coats.
Oh.
And I got mad and I left.
Well, I don't blame you. You know, I
seriously, it was kind of an exorbitant amount of money, too.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's ridiculous, actually, I think. Because you know what kind of utter chaos it is to try and get your coat after a show?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just, it's horrible. Horrible. So, 630 area code says, Kesha was great at Northerly Island. 815 area code says, Poplar Creek was an excellent venue for a concert. I have no idea why it closed. I went to Poplar Creek so many times in the 80s, ridiculous. I saw so many shows at Poplar Creek. A ton. The one thing about Northerly Island, Esmeralda, have you been to Northerly Island?
Once or twice.
It's very cementy.
Yeah.
You know? And it doesn't feel like an island at all.
Because there's no... I don't remember. There wasn't any grass, is there?
No grass. It's all cement.
Yeah, it's all seating.
It's steel chairs and cement. And even like the area that is general admission that you stand in, that's cement. You're standing on cement. And the other thing about Northerly Island is that there is no overhang. So there's like no pavilion. So if it rains and you have pavilion seats, you're going to get wet. The only thing that's covered is the stage. There's like no, you know, at least like if you went to the Twitter Center or whatever the hell it's called now, the gambling village. What's it called? Hollywood Casino Village? Right. If you go there, at least if you have pavilion seats, you won't be as wet if you're on the lawn. But that's not the case. There are no dry areas at Northerly Island. Jeez, I'm really coming down on this place, and I just said that I liked it. So, all right, more concert talk coming up here, and then we're going to jump into some SNL talk and then the SNL quiz. And my dad's telling a joke, and Blackhawks Express. Hey. Hi. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. I'm your overnight dude here till 5. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. Steve Cochran at 6. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. We're talking about great concert venues and in honor of Alpine Valley is not going to have a season this year. And, but they're going to do some upgrades and continue to operate, probably just take a year off. So we're talking about great places that that we saw concerts. Derek, the trucker, says, July 10th, 1983, I saw Rush as part of my bachelor party. I was so close to being thrown in jail that night. Yeah, man, Rush! Russ said, Nick, I saw Stevie Ray Vaughan's last concert at Alpine Valley the night he died. It was the most amazing performance he gave. I was lucky enough to see Stevie Ray Vaughan twice. I was not at the Alpine Valley his final gig. I saw him at Holiday Star. It used to be now Star Plaza. Is that still around? Is Star Plaza still around, Dan? In Merrillville?
I want to say yes, but let me check.
When we went, it was still called Holiday Star. When I saw Stevie Ray Vaughan there. And then I saw him at the Aragon. And, I mean, that guy, please, that guy was unbelievable. Unbelievable. Let's see. 630 area code says, Poplar Creek was a pretty good venue for an outdoor concert. I saw Midnight Oil, Till Tuesday, and more there. Till Tuesday, man. You don't be messing around with Amy Mann.
Star Plaza Theater is still open, and they just announced they'll be hosting Ted Nugent on Thursday, July 20th.
Is he going to come out on the Buffalo?
It's part of his Make America Rock Again tour.
Oh, my God. I bet you didn't think I was going to come out on an effing Buffalo. What an idiot. Andrea says, I saw Billy Idol at Alpine in the 90s, third row. His leather pants split wide open, and we saw everything he had, and he seemed to love it. As you know, I really don't want to be in the third row when Billy Idol's pants split. That's not something I need to see up close. Oh, man. Of course, we have the classic Metro, which is a fantastic place to see a show. We got a lot of great places to see shows. Esmeralda, do you enjoy the Shubas?
Yeah. I really like Shubas.
I do, too.
It's very intimate.
It's very cool, and it's the same people that book Lincoln Hall. Same dudes.
Yes.
And which is also a great room, as I mentioned before. The Hideout is a very cool place to see a show, too.
Yeah. I like that place.
I like that place, too. It's very unassuming, and it's very, very cool. Double Door is closing. It's closed.
Yeah. Done.
That sucks. That place was great. Reggie's on the south side there.
Yeah, I've been there. I've been there a few times.
Yep, we just had a guest in Friday who played a gig there on Saturday. I wonder how that went for him.
I miss the old Bottom Lounge.
Yeah, Bottom Lounge was great. How about Subterranean?
That place is okay.
Subterranean is weird. Just the way it's set up is weird. Because it's like the balcony thing around all around the stage. Mm-hmm. It's just very. I saw No Means No there, and I saw a couple shows there. So, and then Empty Bottle is the classic Ukrainian village, place that still rocks. So those are some great places. Hey, I just want to mention very quickly, Esmeralda. When I went to go see the Belko experiment.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the trailer for this new movie about Tupac?
No.
You heard about it?
No.
It's called All Eyes on Me with a Z. Mm-hmm. Eyes with a Z. All Eyes on Me. They showed the trailer for it. I knew that they were making it, the biopic. Because, I mean, once the NWA movie made a lot of money, we're going to see a rapper biopic every year now for the next 10 years. But I don't know who this dude is. Who they found to play. He looks exactly like Tupac. Exactly. I don't know where they found this guy. I don't know if he's related. But when I saw the trailer, I was like, that guy looks exact. I mean, that guy, is Tupac not dead? Because he's released more albums dead than he did alive, and now who this guy playing him in the biopic looks exactly like him.
He somehow did not age and is now pretending to not be Tupac but look like Tupac.
Yeah.
So he can then
It's really
play
startling.
Himself.
Did you see any pictures of this guy?
I'm looking at the trailer now, and yeah.
It's ridiculous.
He does. He looks very similar.
It's startling. Really, man. I was like, what? I hope he's a good actor, because they certainly found the guy that looks like him. All right, one more quick call. Here's Rory on WGN. Hi, Rory.
Hi, how are you?
All right.
Yeah, I saw Stevie Ray Vaughan. He actually opened for, when Huey Lewis was doing the I Want a New Drug tour.
Uh-huh.
I think it was like a sophomore, and I couldn't drive, so my mom had to take me to Five Flags in Dubuque, Iowa.
Yeah.
He came out, full leather, regalia, tassels, the whole nine yards. Dan was behind him. Playing guitar, he got booed off stage.
Yeah, sure. Huey Lewis fans, man. They don't want
Well, you know, it's all Michael J. Fox's fault.
Yeah. Well,
and Spielberg.
Yeah. I actually happen to like Huey Lewis, but
I like him. I know he's great. I enjoyed the music, but Stevie Ray Vaughan, I was just figuring out like who Pink Floyd and the Doors were, and he came out and he blew me away, and everyone went.
He was, and then
he was gone.
If you missed your chance to see Stevie Ray Vaughan, not only was he one of the greatest guitar players that ever lived, but he was one of the best live performers of all time.
Oh, he was fantastic.
Incredible.
And he literally, I'm not kidding, he was leather and tassels everywhere, and it was just him. The band was set behind him. It was amazing, and then he was gone.
Yep. It's a tragedy. All right, Rory, thanks, man.
And I love your show. I listen to you guys every night because I tend bars, so when I get off work,
I appreciate that.
Wind down, so I listen to you guys all night long.
I gotcha. I appreciate that. Thanks, Rory. Take care, buddy.
Yep, you guys have a great day.
See you. You too. All right. Esmeralda, do you want to hear about some shocking moments from SNL?
Oh, yeah.
And then maybe some of that, the stuff that we discussed, maybe some of it will end up in the questions, and you guys might know them.
Well, this is like your teaching, and we have to
pay attention, take some notes. Anyway, when we come back after the news, I've got some shocking SNL moments, and then we'll throw some trivia questions at you guys to see that you know nothing about SNL. All right.